WNYC Studios is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. What if we could block a protein to stop runaway cell division? Dana-Farber laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The MTA runs more than a dozen kinds of subway cars. Some are brand new, but some are 50 years old, and they vary widely on things like how often their air conditioning breaks down. As part of our week-long look at the subway system, WNYC's Louise Ma and Isaac Lipson set out to identify and photograph the different car species.
One of the things we found is that some trains appear identical at first glance, with only subtle differences. For instance, to tell trains apart on the 4, 5, and 6 lines, we had to check if the speakers were in the center of the car ceiling or on the side. To make sure, we always looked at the plaque that's found at one end of each car, which tells us who made the car.
If they were made by Kawasaki Heavy Industries, these trains may have started their life in Lincoln, Nebraska, near us in Yonkers, or halfway around the world in Kobe, Japan. It really makes you wonder how long their commute was to get here.
We were also surprised to find out how old some of the cars were. The R32s, which are the ANC trains with the dark blue seats, are the oldest in the fleet. Stepping into one of these is taking a leap back in time to 1965, when the last of these models were built.
We made a field guide to help you figure out what train you're on. Just remember to load it before you go underground, unless you're in one of those rare stations with Wi-Fi. You could find the field guide at wnyc.org/subways. For WNYC, I'm Louise Ma.
And I'm Isaac Lipson.